and thank you again for being on this journey of I'm More Than That. We're almost there. We're at Chapter 7, Believing in Your Imagination. I'm going to show you a new way to believe in your imagination and how to actually use it to change your belief system. This is a part that many shy away from, go into hard change work or focusing on what they want to do and still what they don't want to do and all this misconception. So I'm going to show you a new way, a unique way to believe in your imagination and how you can actually use that to believe in yourself and build that new belief system. So if you read the chapter, that's awesome. If you haven't, make sure you go through it. Make sure you journal at the end. Those are there to help you to give deeper and deeper. So on this chapter, what I really want to take to heart is we're going to think of your mind as a garden. And all those old belief systems, those old patterns that maybe got passed down through generation to generation in your cellular memory, or patterns that you may have learned from age 1 to 5, imprint stage of your life when you're just taking it all in and learning and mimicking, right? What others are doing, so you start doing as they do just because you know no other way. So now that you're at a stage in your life that you can think, feel, see, hear, touch, make choices consciously, you now have the power to change those old beliefs that no longer work for you. So if you grew up in an angry household, and so you hold the belief that you have to be angry to be happy, or that breeds happiness or control or whatever that is, you can now go in and pull that belief system out, just like a weed. You want to pull it at the root. And it doesn't mean you have to go and get the root by saying, where did that come from? We're actually going to use a process that takes you to the first time you ever. Think about that. First time I ever, and then you can put in the whatever it is. So we're going to use that to change beliefs, imagine new beliefs, and plant new belief seeds in there. So this is how it works. When was the first time I ever knew of anger? First time I ever knew of anger. And allow your mind just to take you there and stay above the picture or the feeling or the notion, the first time you ever felt anger. Many of you may not see a picture, you'll just feel a feeling or you'll remember an event that maybe first discovered anger, maybe seen your parents mad or a sibling mad or you're mad. Whatever it is right for you. And there'll be a way to check it, so just stick with this, okay? So ask your mind, the first time I ever felt anger, and allow your mind just to go back there, pull that up. There it is. And ask yourself, what do I need to know about this that would allow anger to go in happiness? Or even a neutral ground, and to be okay now. So what do I need to know about this? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you seeing? What is that lesson in anger that you can take of that changes the anger into just is? There you go. Some of you may need to write it out. Do this a few times. If you need, you can imagine a line going from your past to your future. There's no right or wrong, wherever your past is, wherever your future is. And stay above the line and ask your mind to go back on the line to the first time you ever felt whatever emotion. So anger is the first one we're doing. So get your lesson there. And when you hear what you hear, feel what you feel, see what you see, I want you to stay above that and ask your mind to take you back before you ever knew anger or anything about anger. Remember to breathe. How do you feel there? Feel the difference? Yeah. So now come back above that picture that you were shown or that feeling that you felt when the first time you ever felt anger. And really just drop down into that picture or that feeling and see if you still feel anger or if you're okay now. Most of you are going to be okay. If some of you still are feeling anger, then go back above the picture and ask what else you need to know that would release the anger. Because 99% of the time, the anger is not even about you. It's a reaction in you about the other person. So what do you need to learn? What do you need to know? Just says you're okay or you're safe or whatever that is for you. There you go. And then go back before it. Feel the difference, and then come back above it and drop down in it. Use this technique for anything from anger to sadness to fears to maybe you have a fear of snakes or a fear of animals. You can use the same technique. It releases the emotional attachment and allows your conscious and unconscious mind to say, wow, we created that and we can uncreate that, right? And to put it in a new reality of neutral zone, of saying it just is. And then it comes out of judgment of being good or bad or anger or sadness, right? It's no longer labeled. It's just an event. Do you see that? And the more of just events you have in your life, you won't emotionally attach to them or try to bring them with you. And that's where the attachments come in. And so that's why you're using your imagination to go forward to create what you want now, because there's nothing in the past that you can change. So basically what you're doing is changing that, shifting that energy of attachment to that made me sad. So every time that happens, that makes me sad. That's an attachment. So releasing that attachment to say it's just an event or just is what it is allows your energy now to focus on what you do want. What do you want to feel instead of anger when that happens again? What's the new reaction? What's the new response that you want to be able to have within you? Okay. As you release that, the energy goes to the next belief, right? Goes back into neutral zone, back into whatever's the next seed there. So using your imagination, we're going to begin to create change and to focus on what you do want. So if you're in a place in your life right now, and maybe you want more money or a better job, can you see yourself? Can you feel yourself? Can you hear yourself with more money? What would you see, feel, and hear, and know? And what would your muscles feel like? What would your body feel like if you had more of whatever it is that you're wanting more of, or better of, or whatever that is? And I want you to just imagine right in the middle of your forehead, there's a screen that comes out. So your eyes kind of lift up to see the screen in front of you. Right? So here comes the screen out of the middle of your forehead. Place it right there like you're watching a movie. And imagine up there on that screen. Put all the details in that you see yourself having, whatever that is. Maybe it's a better job, your own business, more clients, whatever that is that you're wanting to create, right? There you go. There you go. The peace and the happiness that brings, put that in there. A lot of people start visualizing or imagining and then they go, oh, that's too hard. Oh, that's too heavy. We're not looking for the hard. We're looking for easy, peace. So what is that vision? Hold that vision. And what does peace look like in there? And happiness and joy and love. Are you loving the vision that you're creating in front of you? Put in the details. Go ahead, take time. Put all the colors in. Put sound in if you need sound. All these things, put them in there. And when you have that picture right there, I want you to physically feel your body, ready, matching. So as you're walking towards the picture, and you may get up and walk if you're a feeler, that's okay. But imagine yourself walking to the picture and the picture coming to you as one. And you're just going to integrate into this new picture. And I want you to feel it as if it's already happening now, right now. Feel it. Feel it in your whole body, your whole mind. Your whole energy system now feels this new belief of what you want created for you. and you now have it, is now yours. It's now yours. Yes, yes, yes. Say yes to it if that brings openness and happiness. See the colors. What do you feel when that happens? Wow. It's empowering, right? That empowerment is what moves you towards that goal. It's not the how. It's not which way or where's it going to come from. Do what's in front of you. Be what's who you are. Maybe you're in that picture and say, well, for this to happen, you hear you need to let go of this. Okay, let go of it. What's the worst thing that can happen if you let go of something now? And what's the best thing that can happen? When you use those extremes with your mind, it's not that bad, right? You find out who you are. You find out that you can step up to your wants, to your desires, much easier this way. So if you have a picture, if maybe you're a smoker and you have a picture up there of you not smoking, right? And so you put your body in that picture and then you're like, oh, well, I have to give this habit up, right? So, okay, if you release that habit, what would you do instead? What are you doing in the picture if you're not smoking? What are you doing in the picture if you created more money? What are you doing with it? Where is it going? What's it doing for you? Is it bringing joy? Is it bringing abundance? Are you able to give more? Are you able to do more, be more? What is that doing for you? Feel all of that in this picture. Bring it right into your whole entire body. So make sure the screen covers your whole entire body that you can just walk into, like you're walking into a door. And just let that merge right with your body as one. And when your body sighs, I'll just kind of take a deep breath. There you go. When your body sighs, you've already implanted that imagination dream. That desire. You don't have to do it again. Now you just trust. You trust in a way of just saying, I created that and now I'm going to pay attention. And paying attention is not controlling. Paying attention is not saying it has to come this way or this is the outcome or this is what it will create for me. It's really just imagining what you want, putting it into your entire body, mind, and there you go. So your energies can now shift and change to match this new desire. But what the world teaches you is that you have to shift and change, that you have to create that change. But the truth is your mind creates that change. You have to let go and allow. All you need to do is let go and allow. Let go and allow. As big as addiction is in our society, the ones that actually let go of it and focus on other things, not even the part that they can't do, but what they can do and what they desire to do instead of, how much faster do they get from point addiction to point recovered? Right? Because they're not even focused on that anymore. It's like, okay, that was a part of my life, but now this is here where I'm at. So don't remind yourself of what you can't do or what you can't be. Remind yourself of what you can and what you can. There you go. And your imagination is your new can. I can imagine, and I can be this, and I can be what I imagine. Because the truth is, and we're going to go back to the chapters before, and this is kind of like a running theme through here, is that you can't give what you don't have, right? So somewhere in your body, before your conscious mind even knew or thought of it, before we put it up there on that picture screen, your body already imagined that it wanted this. Now it's just coming out in conscious reality of saying, wow, this is what I desire. And I see it and I feel it and I know it. And I'm going to trust it to come true for me by doing that next thing. When opportunities come, I'm going to take them. Many doors can open at one time. You can go through many doors at the same time and still be in oneness. And using your imagination, don't get stuck on the how or when or where. Believe in the dream of it. Believe in that picture. And if you have a vision board and you're just staring at it, you're not in it. Put a picture of you on the vision board if you need. put you in the vision board. See your body merging one with your vision board. Whether your vision board's in your mind or actually on a poster board or on your computer screen, however you do your vision boards. Okay? It's a visual reminder of this is what I am, this is what I want. And then stay congruent with it, because this is what we do with imagination and with dreaming and with desiring is, oh, I want this. Oh, maybe I don't. Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, maybe it's not the right timing. Oh, this is what I want. You're confusing the universal energy as much as you're confusing your mind of what it's supposed to focus on or be on. So when you set that, it doesn't mean it can't change or grow or desire, but create this first and then create from it, right? So maybe you created up on your screen $1 million, but now your mind goes, no, I want 10 million. Okay, well, it's just out of zero. You don't have to change anything else, but you had a zero, right? And not another zero if you need. Whatever that is for you. But keep in line that this is what you desire. And how you get there is the journey and the experience. And how you get there in your energies is going to create more imagination and more creativity. And this is a part that shuts down when we're a child, because how many times did you hear as a child, you can't be that. That's not real. I don't see your imaginary friends. Quit making things up, right? And so over time, we start shutting down our imagination or even believing that we can imagine. And then we come into this reality of all we can see and all we can be is right here and right now. Wow. So today we're going to open up that imagination, open up that visual screen, that hearing screen, like a movie screen, and spend 5 to 10 minutes a day visualizing what it is you're going for, what it is you want to create in your lifetime, the experience. What experience do you want to feel? Feel it now, because once you feel it now, your body already knows it. So truly, what would it feel like in every single cell of your body and mind if you stepped into that picture and was that dream right now? Wow, that's empowering. Now stay there and go through your day. See, what a lot of techniques will do, they'll take you back out of the dream. Keep yourself in there. And every time you create another dream or another vision, put yourself in there and leave yourself in there. Because the energy is going to start focusing on what you're in. Right? It comes into matter. Mass energy comes into mattering. And mattering what matters to you, right? So mattered energy is what really matters to you. So if you're focusing on everybody else, then you're not even mattering to yourself. That's a weird way of saying it. But it's true. You have to matter first. And you have to bring your energy on you first before you can give to others. Otherwise, you're going to get cranky, irritable, feel like everybody takes advantage of you, walks over you, won't even know who you are because you give, give, give. So you want to give in balance, and you want to receive in the balance that you're giving. Okay? So in this chapter, as you're reading it, and they talk about taking out the old belief system, it truly is focusing as if you're planting a new seed. So the old belief was, I can only make $20 million or $20,000. That's the old belief. I'm only worth $20,000. Maybe your job pays you $20,000. But you know that you desire more. And it's not because you want to pay the bills and all these things, because that's great. What you're really looking for is peace and happiness and creativity. So yes, one of the end results would be to pay your bill, but what is your worth? So if you have a worth of $20,000, right? And you're just going to start telling yourself, I'm now worth $40,000. Right? Imagine yourself going in, closing your eyes, ask your mind with your mind's eye to show you in your head, and you might even put your hand above your head and allow it to circle around a little bit. So circle the top of your head as if you're scanning. And I want you to ask your body, your mind, where do I hold the belief in my mind that I'm only worth $20,000 or whatever that amount is? And let your hand just fall right there. Right there. Okay? Leave your hand there. And then I want you to imagine that your hand is now pulling that belief out as a weed. You're pulling weeds right from the root. Your hand may even start to move off your head as it's pulling it out. That's okay. Imagine it pulling it out, clear the root. And when it's totally out, your body will sigh. Now put in your new worth. I'm now worth whatever you want. A million, 10 million, whatever. 40,000, whatever you want to double, whatever you want to be, put it in there. Put your hand back in and ask your hand to plant this new belief right there. And your hand may feel stuck to your head for a minute because it's magnetizing. It's putting that energy in there. Imagine on the palm of your hand is the new amount that you are now worth in your life, in your body, and what you want to create for you. Don't worry about why you want to create it or what you're going to do with it. This is just planting the new belief. And as it's just sinking in there, I want you to begin to feel as if you've already made this money. Feel it clear down to the bottom of your feet, imagining the feeling that you would feel. Clear down from the tips of your toes to the top of your head and every part in between that you are now this. Come out. Feel your body shift. Feel your breathing change. And ask your hand, if it's still in your head, to just fall away when that new belief has totally been implanted. Energy is now supporting it. The universe is now connecting to it. Your muscles are already there knowing it to be true for you. And your hand will just simply want to lift off. Do this with each belief. If I have a belief that I have to be this way, ask your body where you hold that belief. These are great ways. One, you get a new belief, but two, you're trusting your magnetic body to tell you when that belief has been planted, to work with your body and muscles and your mind as one. So you're coming into oneness in your imagination, and you're going to notice how much more your imagination grows, and things that you never even thought of come to play. And all of a sudden, there's no mountains because you're in the present moment of now. And we'll talk about that in the next chapter. But really take time and ask yourself, what beliefs am I giving energy to? And is it in my best interest? Or do I need to let that go and believe this? Because any moment you can change your belief, right? People do it all the time. And then we get so confused with what they're believing, not believing. Don't worry about what other people believe. Worry about what you believe. And don't even worry. Focus. Focus on it. Okay? If you're giving attention to what you don't want, you're going to get more of what you don't want. So what do you do want? What do you want? Okay. When you're weeding out your garden, make sure you go clear to the root. It's not about blame. It's not about who put it there. It's about changing it at root level. You can even feel it in your root chakra, in your red. Maybe even when you close your eyes, you see that coming out of your root as you see it coming out of your mind. And it bypasses, it goes right up through every chakra in the center of your body, and it's coming right out of your head, right out of your mind. And you might even use a pulling technique, like you're pulling it out of your head. There you go. And then when you implant the new one, start at the top of your head and see the seed go clear down to your mind. Allow it to go down through your forehead, down through your throat, down through your heart. Feel it in your heart. Feel that new belief in your heart. Does it make you smile? Does it bring peace? What does your heart feel with this new belief? And then allow it to go clear down into your core, your chi, and down into your sacral, and down into your root chakra. And imagine, just as you're planting a seed in earth, that's the fertile soil. Right there in your root. And you can just imagine it growing daily. Maybe you go in and check daily to see where your new beliefs are grown, how they changed, what's the difference that makes a difference. And as you do this, you can believe in anything. And using that imagination starts to create this ultimate belief system for you. Okay? Now value your new belief. And as you value this new feeling, as you love this new feeling, as you're giving value to it, giving love to it, it begins to grow even more and more. Think about if you didn't give the seed the value of water, would it grow? No. So give value to what your new beliefs are. Honor them. Pay attention to them. It's not a prison. It's a new belief system. It's a new way. So it should make you free. It's not a have to. It's a I desire to. I want to. Okay? Many of your beliefs come with secondary gains, that you have to do this to get this, or you have to be this to get that. Really work on that and say, is that true? And what if I just was this because I wanted to be this? There you go. Some people, and we've all done it, will keep a belief just because it makes them feel better. In the book, it talks about smoking and how some people say it relaxes them. So to get that relaxed feeling, they're going to keep smoking regardless of all the warnings and whatever, right? So they create this, it relaxes me. So they put an attachment to the action. Instead of just saying, I can relax with my breath. I can relax naturally. You don't need anything to relax. You can just relax, okay? The secondary gain, you have to get out of your comfort zone to grow. And comfort, if you change the word of what comfortable means to you, maybe comfort can now mean boring. So that keeps you creating, keeps you challenging you in a great way, in a good way, in a forward way, right? So again, look at your definitions of your words and to create your new belief. And use that imagination of what's that mean to me? What is that visual board I put up there? What's that mean to me? Is it a goal? Is it that I can? That's what I want? Give it value, give it meaning. And keep it congruent to what you want. Don't change your mind 20 times within 10 seconds. We all do it. And that's why you now no longer have what you have, right? If you put that up there, why don't you have it? Because somewhere in the energy field, you're not totally on board with it. It'll create manifest faster and faster the more you keep the goal in alignment, that vision in alignment for you. Okay? When you value something, then you place a belief in it. And the belief of the value is the energy that makes it grow for you. Yeah. So guide your energy to your new beliefs. Focus on them. Get excited about them. Create them. Okay? The outside programming says that's not possible. You're not worth it. Those are like your little viruses, like you get in your computer that begin to break down that new belief. So check for viruses. Is there anything that in my body, mind, that's saying this can't be true? That's going against what I really, truly want? Because you'll need to change that. You'll need to let go of that belief and say, yes, I am worth it. Yes, I can create it. And the more yeses you give yourself in life, the more yeses life gives you because it mirrors you. So you say yes, 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 yes to your desires, not others, to yours. This is about you. The book's called I Am More Than That, not that you are more than that, not that they're more than that. Truly value you. And for a lot of you, that's going to sound selfish. But trust me on this one. When you take that time to yourself and you work on you, you are a more pleasurable person to be around to the world. Because you're not out there giving negativity. You're not out there worrying and stressing over someone else's issues and problems. You can actually listen with intention. You can actually heal with intention or be on purpose.
Because you know who you are. And you're not just doing because you think you have to. Okay. And once you get that goal, put another one. Once you get that vision, create another one. And keep creating visions. Stack them up in there. Never stop creating. Continuously create. 5 to 7 minutes a day working on your belief system, working on your desires, your imagination, your goal. It's all you really need. It's not a whole day event. It's 5 to 7 minutes of your day. So even doing these techniques in this book, you can still spend under 30 minutes a day to work on you. Give yourself the gift of 30 minutes a day. Because this is your journey. And what you ignore, energy ignores. So if you start ignoring you, you'll get into others. Then you're going to get cranky, irritable, because you're not taking care of you and your body. So this is your 30-minute mental exercise. And then put in 30 minutes of your physical exercise. And you're giving yourself an hour a day. And there's 24 hours in a day. And we think we don't even have 5 minutes for ourselves. This is really going to change your reality. Do it. Trust me on this. Do it daily. Doesn't mean you have to do it daily at the same time, the same way. No, be creative with it. Be creative with it. But keep carving out time for you more and more, more and more. And you will notice your life changes. And what you give energy to changes, and what matters changes. Because energies matter. A lot of energy turns into mass of matter, right? So give energy to yourself to create you, to be more than you are now, and to lift the labels. Imagine you without being only this or only that, and you can be all things in all ways. Work on this. Review this. Using that imagination is going to create so much more for you. It'll put the fuel back in your life to say life can be different and I can do it. Because there's really nothing to do. It's just responding to the opportunities that come in your way to create it. And that's where people get confused in their imagination, because they say, oh, here's what I'm imagining. Now I'm writing my to-do list. There is no to-do list. Just show up. Wake up in the morning and say, what am I being today that's going to get me closer to my goal? What am I being? Allow me to open up my awareness to a new opportunity that's going to get me closer to my desire. It's going to make it even more real for me now that I already have it, that I already know it. Changing your language, focusing on positive, not negative. Okay? Desiring without action is a fantasy state. So if you're just putting it up there, just say, oh, that would be nice. Oh, that would be awesome. But you're not putting you in it, or you're not even believing that you could be that or do that or whatever that is. You're just in fantasy, which is fiction, which is out of fear, right? Because there's not enough energy to put you in there, to place you in there, because you're saying it's outside of you. But the truth is that vision came from within you. Everything comes within before it comes from without. So within your world, within your body, if you close your eyes, you could imagine your outside reality because it matches your inward being. Every single aspect of it. So when you start changing that inward part of you, when you start shifting your energy inward, your reality outward immediately shifts, because it's an attraction. It's a mirror image of you, of your beliefs, of your values, of your knowings, of your creating, of your beliefs, creates that reality. Okay? Putting your energy in there. See the whole picture. Put in the details. For those of you that go only big picture, you're going to miss the details. And for you that are so detailed, you're going to get stuck in the details and miss the big picture. So bring it into a balance of big picture and detail together for you. Put color in it, your favorite colors, a rainbow of colors, whatever it is that you need to make it exciting. Maybe for you it's just black and white, and that's okay too. This is your reality, this is your world. Put smells in there, if it smells. Maybe you have a smell of money. Maybe you have a smell of opportunity, a smell of success. Put it in there. What's it smell like? So every time you smell that, you know your success. There you go. Okay. The awareness is what strengthens the belief. To use only faith is to lack the energy. Because most people's faith is placed in what? Fear or disbelief or... I'm going to have faith. How many times is your faith not based in trust? So trust that you already have what you desired. If you add faith to the imagination, it's great because it pushes you outside your comfort zone. It pushes you outside without actually having to feel it, see it with your physical sense. But you got to see where your faith is first. Is your faith based in doubt or in trust? And the more you put it in trust, the more you can add it to your belief, your imagination. And be grateful for that picture. Oh my gosh, you see what I just created? That is so awesome. That is just so awesome. I love that. Thank you. Thank you, imagination. Thank you, body, mind, and soul, for allowing me to create this in my life. Say that as you're stepping into the picture. Say that as thank you, is that I already have this, and now it's just coming into form, and I already have this, and I know this to be true. It's almost like you already bought the tickets for your plane trip. The plane's not right there at your house, right? Maybe it's not even for 2 weeks, but you have the ticket. So your imagination is your ticket to your new reality, to whatever you're desiring inside that you want to create in your world. So maybe you have a ticket on the fast track to making this amount of money, or you have a ticket to fly here, maybe to Paris or Rome or wherever you want to go. Or maybe you have a ticket to your next better job, or your ticket to more clients, your ticket to more opportunities. Whatever that is, you just purchased the ticket. Now trust it. Do you call the airline every day and go, is my ticket still good? Is my ticket still good? No. You purchase it and you let go and you wait for the day to come. So hold on to your tickets. Trust them that they're already there. Right? You already know you're already there because you already purchased it. You've already put the energy. You paid it forward in through your imagination into creating what you want. Creating your new beliefs to match your imagination is really how it works for you. So even when you're walking in that screen, you can say to yourself, if you want true total awareness, is what part of the belief system you need will need to change, will need to shift into believing this? What will I need to let go of? And can you just let go of that now? There it goes. And now I want to place a new belief that's going to create this for me. Whatever your picture is, feel it, create the new beliefs. Thank you for changing that inside of me, in my mind, in my unconscious mind. Thank you for now creating this belief with me, this new reality with me now that I already have it. Journaling, draw it, sing it, act it, whatever means you need to use to create your new reality that you're desiring. You have it. You have the energy to use it. Be creative with it. Okay. Again, you're staying out of where, how. Do you worry about how the plane's going to take you to plane A to plane B, right? Or do you just get on the plane and trust that they know the direction? Yeah. So trust that your universal energy, your mind, already knows how to go there. Already knows how to create that. for you, because you've already envisioned it. So if you've already envisioned it, you've already created it. Now trust that you'll know the way. I'll just know the way. I'll just know that I know. Have you ever met people like that? I don't know how I'm going to get there. I'm just going to get there. Drives some people so crazy because they want to know time, date, left turn, right turn. Stay out of all that. Stay in the picture of it and allow it to come to you. You'll know which way to turn. Trust. Trust that you'll know. Trust that you already know. Your soul knows what's best for you at all times. So when you put that creativity and you're walking into that picture, imagine a golden light of your soul embracing that picture with you, thanking the energies of that picture with you, and your spirit inside of you just wells up and gets excited. And maybe some of you say, woohoo, or you just can jump for joy because you created this. Put all that in there. Make it so simple and childlike that your mind goes, I got it. I got it. And then watch it come. Be grateful for the opportunities, even when they seem hard or struggling or you're having to push against something. Thank it. Thank it for teaching you strengths that you can. And once you're in action, watch out. Because now you're walking into your unlimitedness, your infinite you. This is the infinite you. Being is the only work you're doing. You can journal it, but don't judge it. And each time you do this, it goes faster and faster. And it's almost like time is not even an illusion. Time is outside of this picture. And the illusion of it had to take 5 years, now takes 2 days. And the illusion, because time is illusion. Time is illusion. Let go of time and say it'll be there right when it's supposed to be there for me. I already have it. It'll be right in front of me. Yeah. Let go of time. Let go of worrying about I'll be too old or I'll be too young. There's no such thing. Stay out of the illusion of time. Because the more you stay in now, in this moment, the less issues, the less problems. You cannot create a problem in the moment of now. Your problems come because you're still attached to the past or you're fearing the future. So if you stay in now, you'll walk your journey. Simply by walking and creating it. You don't have to have problems to create a new desire. You just have to have a desire to create that new desire. Who would you be if you desired to be anything without limits? What would you do? Feel it through your whole body. Put your muscles into it, and not saying hard labor muscles, but let your muscles feel through your skin, through your body, right into your cellular memory. Put that picture on every single cell of your body that you created, that you stepped into, because as soon as you stepped into it, it automatically created on every cell of your body. So those that are visual, go in, are hearing, all of you go in, there you go, use your visual. Imagine every single cell of your body is this picture. And the energies in your muscles are now working with the universal energy of your mind. So the muscles in your body are working with your mind. And the outcome comes in your reality of. And the more you imprint, the more you manifest, the more you desire. And it's not more out of greed. It's more out of what you're wanting to create and what you want to experience. And allowing you to just shift into it naturally. And not fighting the old belief system. But truly changing and saying, this is what I now create. And this is how I now create. Go back over this chapter. Journal it. Use your imagination. Notice when you're using your imagination. Because in the next chapter, we're going to talk about the motivation of the unlimited belief system that you can truly possess. Meet me there.